With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Summer Breakfast with Sam Edmund and Kane Corns.
It is not Sammy Edmund. He's feeling a little bit under the weather. Josh Jenkins is in for that man, and we'll get to JJ very, very shortly. But what's coming up this morning? Well, there's a fair bit. Brett Phillips is going to join us as we get really close to tennis season. Novak Djokovic, he's going to be in town, and his first stop will be in Adelaide. We'll chat to BP about that. Also want to speak to him about Australia's Davis Cup loss largely went under the radar when in previous times it would have been dominating the headlines. New Kangaroo, Liam Shields. The Kangaroos have been busy with their list management decisions. Looking forward to speaking to him. Bendigo Spirit, Kelsey Griffin's going to join us. Benny Graham, of course, the NFL season is starting to get towards the business end and he's our expert. And Southeast Melbourne Phoenix, well, they had a massive win last night. Their star is Ryan Brockhoff. And your calls, 1300 736 736 is the ENS open line. Get the text message machine fired up early this morning for Temper, 0433 98 11 16. The goal-kicking champion from the Adelaide Football Club and a little stint at Geelong is alongside of me. Josh Jenkins is his name. JJ, good morning.
Good morning, Kane. Very little stint at Geelong. Good call. I'm just the fill-in for the fill-ins. Sammy and Scoob, typically. I never know whose names are going to be on that stinger. There are more than a few combos for summer breakfast, but it's a nice way to finish off the week, mate, to just unpack what's been happening and looking forward to chatting to BP. He's a great man. He knows everything about tennis, but also I watched that game of basketball last night. The Phoenix looked excellent. Ryan Brockhoff, of course, former Dallas Maverick. He played well, scored 21 points. And, of course, Ben Graham. The NFL is absolutely on fire at the moment. So plenty to get through.
Plenty to get through. We're here for Melbourne Airport parking. Nothing beats $12 a day parking at Melbourne Airport. I've got an early nomination for the Tool of the Year. In fact, there's a couple of them, so I'm going to come off the top reasonably strong. Ooh. I'm not sure if you saw this story. I'm sure you did, but the two baggage handlers who were filmed hurling luggage at the Melbourne airport have been sacked. Did you consume this story on social media?
Yes. Unsurprisingly jobless.
So the video, if you missed it, the video shows three workers are picking up the bags off the truck and putting them on the conveyor belt for the passengers to collect, as you do. You got no idea what's happening to your bags out the back. You just think it's all been looked after and everyone's treating your things as you would treat them. But that doesn't seem to be the case. So Qantas released a statement. In fact, it's not Qantas. They outsourced the job to another company. But they said the unacceptable behaviour of a few individuals would not be allowed to tarnish the quality work of our whole team. So they're the tools of the year for me. They're going to be tough to beat. I know there's still a little bit left of 2022, but we travelled recently overseas and I couldn't believe how trashed your bags come out. So we put them on in, I don't know where we were, we put them on in Orlando and you go, we went through Vegas, then went through LA and then we went home and your bags just, you know, go the whole way. And when they arrive, they're black, like they've been in soot, like they've been in the bottom of a fire. And there, you know, there's dents and all sorts of things in them. Eddie had a NFL ball stolen out of his bag.
Really?
Like, yeah, it's just there's all sorts of carnage. So then I saw this story.
Got to be carry on. That he's got to prioritize the luggage. That's got to go tucked under the arm.
Had to be, didn't it? So anyway, if you've got a more worthy nomination for Tool of the Year, I'm very happy to hear it. But I was thrilled to see that they lost their jobs. I wasn't surprised. And from now on, Hutchie's got a great rule that you should never check baggage.
He does, doesn't he?
It's like, well, that's problematic. Like, if you're going away for 3 weeks with a family, I'm not sure how you only take check baggage. But your travel rule tips, 0433 98 11 16, very happy to hear them. JJ?
I haven't really had any mishaps with travel and with luggage. I know our good friend Paddy Dangerfield who went over to Stanford Harvard for yes. God knows what reason. He paid for a course to help him look smarter on paper, worked that out. His gear was left in Boston. I know that he had a few days without any gear. There'd be nothing worse than that. So I haven't had any issues on that front. The only thing with that video, it looked like those guys were filming themselves. It didn't look like someone.
Wasn't a security camera.
It looked like they knew they were being filmed. They were doing it deliberately, and then maybe somehow it's got out afterward. Maybe they were doing it to show their mates, and then it's got out. But I mean, I don't necessarily expect the baggage handlers to be, you know, looking after my stuff incredibly well, but I don't expect body slams either.
You don't expect the big WWE body slam. Anyway, you can have your say on that. I know you've got some things you want to work through this morning. The other one I saw just pop up on news.com, which I will get. Dana White, of course, the World Cup is flying at the moment. Dana White is a UFC president. I'm not a big UFC guy. I need to shut my eyes and look away because I'm scared someone's going to snap their leg, and I don't like that. But he says that soccer, he can't stand it. He thinks it's the least talented sport on earth. Now, these comments have been said in a podcast that have resurfaced this week. There's a reason three-year-olds can play soccer. You can run around and kick a ball. When you're playing a game where the net is that big and the score is 3-1, are you kidding me? Do you know how untalented you have to be to score 3 points when the net is that? So he's called a goal a point. So it shows, you know, how much he watches soccer. I'm the other way, though. I think golf is number one in terms of most skillful.
Yep.
And I haven't, you know, spent a lot of time on this, but I would think soccer is in the top three or four.
Yeah.
For talent.
I think he's being, he's not being facetious, but he's probably headline hunting there a little bit. I can understand golf and soccer are two sports that look easy but are just morbidly difficult. Golf looks easy. You know, swing the club and just belt the ball down the middle. That looks easy. Soccer, anyone would think, I can walk out there and kick a soccer ball. It's not hard. But as most sane people understand, the skill that those world game footballers have is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. So, I mean, anyone can kick a soccer ball. He's right. But then go out there and do it sprinting and dribble it with your non-preferred foot. Have a shot at goal from, I don't know, 20 metres out and see how you go. Or even stand up at a penalty with a goalkeeper there and see how you go. But I wanted to ask the question, like, in terms of talent for sport, how do we... how do you analyse that, and which sports do you need the most talent for? I think golf and soccer or football are right up there.
What about snooker?
They make it look easy, don't
they? Table tennis or ping pong, sports that we can pick up the bat or the porku and be okay at. But the when you watch the Olympics, or even if you've had the ability to watch world-class ping pong live, frightening stuff.
Yeah, and then the other one was you go and look at these quarterbacks who throw this ball and they make it look so easy. And then you pick up a full-size NFL ball and you try and just chuck it, I don't know, 15 metres to your mate down the road. That's hard enough. And then they do it with all sorts of traffic coming at them. And so I think that would be up there as well. But anyway,
human wrecking balls trying to kill them as well.
Exactly right, and we'll speak some NFL a little bit later on with Benny Graham, who's going to join us. I know you'd be interested in that. What do you got for me this morning? Anything caught your attention?
Well, I mean, I'm just glad that this is my first. Now, I know it's summer breakfast, but Fridays is officially Fireball Friday, right?
Usually, yep.
Well, where did the name Fireball Friday come from?
You created it.
Ah, thank you.
You coined the show.
And I'm still yet to receive anything. No. I'm hearing it's award-winning. It's been renewed for a second season, I believe. I think and Kingy are coming back. Is that right?
Yeah. Thank goodness we got the... I don't know how, but we got the ticket approval. We're back.
A small toe inside club land. And... The clubs shudder when Fridays roll around. They know. The usual SEN listeners are thinking, oh geez, I hope we played well last week, or I hope we're not under pressure this week.
We give as much compliments as we do Strong feedback.
No, of course, of course. Well, I've heard a few. Some of the coaches, Sam Mitchell, he loves his time
on
Fireball
Friday. He comes
on
every fortnight.
Yep. And gives a fair bit too, doesn't
he? Yeah. No, he's awesome. But you have been credited for naming the show. So.
Great. Well, I need a more materialistic sort of credit.
What? Fireball Friday, thanks to Josh Jenkins with David King. And
No. I don't want credit. Maybe some
financial,
some grand stuff.
You want some royalties?
Well, how well is the show going? Talk to me.
it's good. I'm trying to keep up with all the shows. I mean, I started the new one with Jared, which has been awesome, and that's a good learning experience. And I'm in here with you this morning.
Well, let's stop right there. How are the sleeping patterns going? Because you're doing 5:30 to 7 or something like
that's
that.
Adelaide time.
Yeah, right. So you're doing that. In the evenings.
No, sorry. 5 till 7:30 Adelaide time.
Right. And then you've got to throw in a couple of breakfast shifts here and there. So how does that work?
Well, I just try and keep it routine. So even if I'm not doing breakfast this morning, I try and get up early and go to the gym.
At 4?
I can time breakfast to get up at 4:40.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, see, no traffic in Adelaide.
No traffic in Adelaide. Takes me about 15 minutes and then bang, and I'm in here as long as I'm prepared. But it's been good with Jared. If you're wondering what Sports Day is all about, give us a go from Monday to Thursday, 5:30 Melbourne time. The SEN Christmas party was on.
It was.
Last night. Did you attend?
No. No, most definitely not.
Didn't get invited.
Well, I did. I actually did query whether I didn't get invited because I don't remember getting an invite. So... maybe I didn't, but that's feedback of its own right. Or maybe they just knew I wouldn't go because I had no intentions of going anyway. Particularly you sort of follow along on the socials and you see what they're all up to. And, A-Rod, one of our favourite panel operators, some of the nonsense he was putting forth. But then I saw the Brown Dog, SEN Track Zone. A man known to many, Campbell Brown.
Yeah.
So the party had a theme, a touch of gold.
Oh,
and he's rolled in with the premiership medal on.
You're kidding.
Had the premiership medal on. I've seen numerous staff members from SEN with selfies with Brownie with the premiership medal on. And I thought, wow, we've stooped to a new low.
He's turned up with the 2008 premiership medal because the theme was a touch of gold.
Yes.
All right, yes. It is Christmas party season, and you can call out a flog colleague. Now, I've already given away my flog of the year, and that went to the Qantas baggage handlers, but I'm happy to adjust that and give it to Campbell Brown on the back of that behaviour. But if you want to name and shame some ordinary behaviour at your work's Christmas party, let us know. I can't believe that.
There would have been some serious carry-on. There are a lot of people who fancy themselves on the social scene who work here at SEN, and I can only imagine. It won't be busy in here this morning, Kane. There won't be many. There's only a small select few of us who have been able to brave. Well, none of us actually went, so we've had a full night's sleep. But we won't see much happening in the studio this morning, I wouldn't think.
All right, a few texts coming through for the most talented athletes. Boys, I don't know about the most skilled, but the most athletic people on the planet are NFL wide receivers. They are amazing. There's 30 people in the NFL currently. One of them can run under 10 seconds at college level. Who is that? I don't know if he's.
DK Metcalf's bigger than me, and he's a Seahawks receiver. He ran. It was either this offseason or last. He tried out for the American Athletic. He ran like 10.3 or something.
Ridiculous.
Off no preparation.
Dave hit on a good topic. We'll speak some serious stuff and some serious footy and David Warner and how that has blown up over the last 24 hours or so after 7 o'clock. But Dave's just planted a seed. He says, glad you're on this morning, Kano. What the hell is Brisbane doing giving Eric Hipwood...
Oh, I had a heart attack when I saw this come out.
A 6-year... They've given him 7. They've essentially committed to Eric Hipwood for 7.
Why do you have to do this to me the morning, the night before I'm joining Kane?
That's the timing. It just dropped. It just dropped at about the right time, and I couldn't believe it. And Paul's got a question about Brisbane as well. G'day, fellas. I really value your opinions and would like to know how you think Brisbane will go next year, getting Dunkley, Gunston, McKenna, Ashcroft, Fletcher... And a really good draft. I'm excited.
Yeah, let's have a chat about them after seven because I think on paper, I've gone early on their 22. On paper, they look incredible.
Yeah, no, I think they're in really good shape as well. As always, you can get involved on the Temper Text, 0433981116. And we might just put JJ under the bus. I don't know what Andrew Mackey's about to say here, but it's written in bold in blue on my screen this morning.
Which means throw to it.
throw to it.
Just one more before I let you go. Josh Jenkins, how much does he do down there? He does claim that he's a pretty important cog. How much does he actually do?
Well, I was walking laps. Well, I'm watching him train right now. I'm just sitting in the car, and he's not doing much at the minute, to be honest. He's chewing his nails out in the middle. But I did say I was jumping on with you, and he said, just remind him that he's just filling in. He's just filling in.
Is that right?
And I said, no, Jules, he's got the mainstay there. But Josh is looking lost at the minute out there. So when I get up here, I might go and see if he's okay.
Well, there you go. I didn't know Stephen Walls was approving of other people to do interviews. I thought, the two IC. The second in charge, Mr. Mackey, was allowed to be on air, but clearly he is.
No, he's taking the credit for Bose and Pick 7 Bruin and Ollie Henry and all the things that are happening down there at the Cattery. Deconing just re-signing.
Yes.
Incredible signing.
Yeah, we found him here on Summer Breakfast this time last year.
You did. I will give you credit for that. I mean,
plenty of credit getting around.
You do get to watch him closer than everyone else.
Yeah, I had it. I had a bit of an insight.
Has your role changed at all? There's been a few changes. Eddie Betts is not there anymore.
No, he's not.
He's stepping up.
A couple of other sort of analysts and football department staff has moved on as they sort of get poached and those sorts of things on the back of a flag, but. Now, I've been down a few times already. Pretty quiet before Christmas. Yeah. We're a pretty relaxed group, I must say.
You can afford to be.
Things are pretty quiet at this time of year. But, yeah, pretty similar. I might help. Now that Eddie's gone, I might assist Nigel Lappin a bit more with the forwards. But just glad to be involved, Kane.
All right. We are up and running. It is Friday, the 9th of December. I want your work Christmas party stories. If you're just joining us, Campbell Brown was spotted at the SEN one with his 2008 Premiership medal. Have you seen more floggish behaviour? I'm not sure. I'd love to hear about it. We'll be back right after this.
Summer Breakfast with Sam Edmund and Kane Corns.
Sammy Edmund's having a spell, done a power of work, and he's got a little bug. So Josh Jenkins is in the chair making a splash already this morning. Campbell Brown wore his premiership medal to the SEN Christmas party. Billy says, terrific by Brown Dog on the Temper Text, 0433981116. Ben says he's a brown and gold legend. Put down the hatred, fellas. And a few nominations for the Flog of the Year coming through, including Alan Joyce, the CEO of Qantas. People not happy about that. And JJ wasn't the only one to get a drive-by. Tim Gossage gave Kano a good drive-by yesterday afternoon on Midday Madness. Was pure gold, says Cam. I might surprise you, but I wasn't listening to Midday Madness with Tim Gossage yesterday. We'll have to hunt down that audio and replay it.
The only one in Australia that wasn't.
Exactly.
We are trying to get our hands on that audio as well, just to see just in case it was a severe or a tongue-in-cheek, because we want you to have your right of reply with the great man from the West. West Australia's finest.
Yeah, West Australia's finest. Does a ripping job. The NBL season, how's that going? You're a resident basketball analyst, and I'm actually heading along to my first game tonight. The Wildcats are in town taking on
my
Adelaide 36ers.
Well, you're an SEN employee, so you've effectively got a foot in both camps with the Wildcats and the Sixers. What about the drama of the Sixers having to get rid of... So Craig Randall, Craig Randall II goes from beating the
Phoenix Suns.
Beat the Golden State. Benny Lionel will have heart palpitations out the back. He's just getting over yesterday's loss to the Jazz, the unlosable. So Randall goes from putting up 35 against the Phoenix Suns to being sacked for being a bad dude.
Bad teammate.
What's the word over there? What was he doing? What's the go? You can see some body language stuff, but he must have been, behind closed doors, he must have been bit of a terror.
I don't have a direct line to CJ Bruton, the coach at the 36ers, but he was a poor teammate and bad body language. Didn't defend that well. I don't think it's fair to say was great when he was on, and he was as good a shooter when he was on as I've ever seen in the NBL. Like, he loved this the logo and shot from there. So not exactly sure, but a huge game tonight because the Sixers are 6-6, the Wildcats are 6-7. So pretty important game.
Massive game for Perth because I think Adelaide will be okay. They've got the space for the third import as well if they want to. But Perth, on the back of their streak, the playoff streak being broken last year, they need to get their act together. John Riley's the new head coach,
yes,
who was the Townsville Crocs captain, Kane, when I was running around trying to make a living playing basketball, and that failed quite quickly. But John Riley's the head coach, so they've got some work to do, Perth. So you'll enjoy that. It's a good it's a good night out the NBL.
Few requests for you off the Temper Text. Could you possibly get Tex on the line for an interview this morning? Would be a good dynamic with you.
I don't know if I've got that in me.
Interviewing him. Stick around. The McCafe menu is large. That just completes the rubbish that we've spoken in the ramble. JJ's got top five interesting AFL scenarios to watch next year. Look forward to that. Brett Phillips is going to join us. Liam Shields is going to join us. Bendigo Spirit, Kelsey Griffin.
It's all
Benny
happening.
Graham. Phoenix, Ryan Brock off Southeast Melbourne Phoenix, that is. And most importantly, your call. I mean, there's lines available. If you call, you'll get straight through. So if you've ever wanted to speak on SEN, now is your time. Plenty of sport happening. There's cricket on in Adelaide. We'll go through our sports update thanks to Keezer on the other side of this. And it is a bit of a snooze fest at the cricket in Adelaide.